The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, former President Donald Trump is so far the only declared candidate for the 2024 Republican presidential primaries. However, between ongoing legal woes, to which another has been added overnight, and a presidency tainted by chaos, buffoonery and outright election denial, the former president hasn't really been able to rally the same enthusiasm as he did for his two previous campaigns. So the question is, has America passed peak Trump? Well, to talk about all of this, we're joined by David Dunn, Professor of International Politics at the University of Birmingham in the UK. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you believe we've passed peak Trump?
There are many indications that would suggest that that is the case. The first of which is that the candidates he backed in the midterm elections that had just passed performed by about 5% worse than standard Republicans. So clearly his brand of election denial and conspiracy theories and bigotry has lost favour with the wider American public. As a consequence of that, the Republican parties have noticed, and what you're finding is that many senior Republicans are distancing themselves from him. His major donors have also walked away from him and are courting other candidates. Rupert Murdoch is lampooning him in his New York Post newspaper. So it seems as if some of the old supporting network that Trump had is falling away as they recognize that his particular brand of politics just doesn't cut it with the electorate.
Now, what about his legal difficulties? I mean, he is portraying it as a persecution of a good man, but they are mounting and they get more complex even overnight. An additional suit taken by E. Jean Carroll.
Absolutely. So there are many legal disputes against him, both criminal and civil. The latest one is a criminal one, adding to a civil suit by this individual, and in this case, claiming sexual battery for an alleged attack in New York. So he faces that. He faces interference in the Georgia electoral process. He faces the documents stolen and stored at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. He faces the 6th of January inquiry of actually instigating insurrection. So there are many, many legal challenges that actually may end up with Trump actually in jail at the end of this process. There are many routes that could end in that way. But more broadly, what it does, it actually, for many people in the electorate generally, it shows that Trump is tainted, that he's bad news, that he has a huge amount of baggage. And many people just want to draw the line and move on and move to a younger, more charismatic, less burdened candidate, someone like DeSantis.
Yeah, is he charismatic to the general public? Obviously, he's charismatic in his home state and with people of his own ethnicity. But, does he have broader appeal?
Many Republicans think that DeSantis is a less problematic candidate. He has a lot of the Trumpism characteristics that the Republican base like. He's a warrior in the culture wars. But you're right. He's someone who isn't noted for his charisma. He is, but he's pretty good at stage managing things. He put out a black and white advert talking about how God had chosen a leader and a fighter. And actually, that went down hugely well in Florida. And the results that DeSantis got in Florida suggest to many people that he actually will be a successful and more successful candidate for the Republicans than a tired and tainted Trump.
Now, it is early days, though, in any campaign. And if I recall rightly, Trump's first adventure in presidential politics, Jeb Bush was deemed to be a shoo-in in the early stages, only to drop out of the, really at the first fence.
You're right. You're absolutely right to caution. At this stage of the race, 2 years out from the election, the front runners are not necessarily those who will actually make it to the end of it. What's interesting, however, is that there seems to be a willingness on DeSantis and many others to actually contemplate running against Trump and trying to remove him as the Republican candidate for the next election. That may not necessarily result in a different candidate from Trump. The Republicans' worst nightmare is that there is a protracted a fratricidal contest between Republicans that damages everybody. Trump wins the nomination and then ultimately goes on to lose the election because he hasn't got that wider popularity. Mm-hmm. Trump is someone who, for a whole variety of reasons, which we could go into, wants to fight for that nomination, partly because he sees it as a way of trying to avoid prosecution and all those things that we talked about. Partly he wants to make money on it. Partly he wants to be ahead of the pack, but it's not a certainty that he won't lose that nomination, because that there is that fanatical cult of Republicans who think that he is some sort of savior to their particular cause.
When you look at the ratings of Joe Biden and Donald Trump in Americans' general perception, Joe Biden 38% favorable, Trump 37% favorable. Joe Biden 52% unfavorable, Donald Trump 54% unfavorable. You know, there's not that much difference between the two. So, the midterms were a triumph for Biden, but perhaps it was more anti-Trump than pro-Biden, that result. So what about Biden in 2024?
Most people probably in the Republican Party are very grateful for what Biden has done in beating Trump and doing well in the midterms, but want to see him retire. He is visibly aging. He turned 80 on Sunday. He lacks the energy. He's making many more gaffes. And actually, of course, he is associated with negative aspects of his administration, particularly the fluffed evacuation from Afghanistan, and indeed an economy that isn't doing very well. Now, of course, the economy is not doing very well because of structural things like the pandemic and the war in Ukraine, but many people associate him with that. So for many people, they would rather see Biden step aside and let a younger, more dynamic and untainted candidate come through. But the problem for the Democrats is there's no one obvious, apart from the vice president, and she has her own problems, to actually replace Biden, and therefore that's the dilemma that they face.
All right. Well, we shall see who emerges. Early days, as we said. But David, thank you very much for joining us. David Dunn, Professor of International Politics at the University of Birmingham.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.